Hello, this is Bob Boyd, Western History Curator here at the High Desert Museum. Welcome to the Spirit of the West. While you're at the entrance, let me introduce you to this unique exhibit. Ahead of you is a story of the striking changes that took place in the High Desert over the course of 100 years, from the late 1700s to the late 1800s. Diverse Native American tribes were joined by countless other cultural groups who transformed the region into what we recognize as the Old West, a land of miners, boomtowns, and buckaroos. As you walk through the story of the region's past, try to experience it from the perspective of the people there and imagine what it would have been like to live in this century of change. Feel free to pause your player at any time to closely examine the scenes you're about to explore. Pause the player to follow the timeline on your left, tracing the evolution of the High Desert's Paleolithic people across 11,000 years to the late 18th century, and then push play to continue on into the Paiute scene.
Before you is the temporary home of a family group of about 10 or 15 Paiutes in Ruby Valley, northeastern Nevada. The year is 1790. The group has been following a seasonal pattern, hunting and gathering game and berries as they become available, and storing and preserving food to make it through the winter.
In the old days, they used to dig for food all summer until it was gone. They gathered seeds and roots and buried them in the ground. In the winter, they stayed until the buried food was gone, and then moved on to the next place. They hunted every day, all year. In those days, there were many sage hens, ducks, geese, swans, jackrabbits, cottontails, deer, and antelope.
An elderly Northern Paiute's memories of the past in northeastern California's Surprise Valley. Although at this point in the late 1700s, European explorers and traders have begun to enter the far west, the High Desert people still live in a manner almost unchanged for thousands of years. The Paiutes have crafted a rich life from an arid landscape with sparse resources, relying on what is available in nature for their tools and clothing. Their nomadic life means their possessions are lightweight and portable. To your right are grinding stones used to make flour from roots, which could be mixed with water, dried berries, meat, and fat, otherwise known as pemmican. The twisted sagebrush bundles preserve fire when traveling. Along the lakeshore are bundles of tule reeds that the group has gathered. Tule reeds were a utilitarian material that the Paiutes fashioned into articles for daily life, from mats for sleeping or covering shelters, to boats and decoys for hunting waterfowl and gathering eggs on the lakes and marshes of the High Desert. The Paiutes also used natural shelters. Behind you, to your left, is a rock shelter. It would have been used at any time of the year, but was especially valued during the long winter months. An important feature of rock shelters is the cache, the pit dug in the floor to safeguard materials and tools to use when the band returns each season. As in the outdoor scene, here, again, you see the use of natural materials for everyday objects. Sagebrush floor mats, and women's sagebrush skirts. Against the walls are bundled fibers waiting to be woven into baskets. These people were highly skilled basket makers, knowing which plants provided the best materials for a basket's intended use. Take a minute to look around the scene and note the richness of Paiute life. The painted pictographs on the rock walls, a sweat lodge on the lakeshore, where steam from water poured on hot rocks cleansed the body and soul in an important spiritual ceremony. As you leave this scene, stop in the hallway to examine the panels and beaver case as we introduce you to the next part of the exhibit.